Lesson 11, pages 359 and 360. Exercise 7.
I'd like to contact an old friend I had in high school. I wish I could find her. I'll never forget the good times we had in high school. When we graduated, we said we'd always stay in touch. But then we went to different colleges.
Didn't you keep in touch by email?
When I was in college, email didn't exist. At first, we wrote letters. But little by little, we wrote less and less until, eventually, we stopped writing.
Do you still have the letters she wrote?
Yes, I do. They're in a box in the basement.
Why don't you write to the address on the letters?
That doesn't make sense. The address she used on the letters was of the college town where she lived. I don't know what happened to her after she left college.
Have you tried calling her parents?
The phone number she had is now disconnected. Maybe her parents have died.
Have you looked on classmates.com?
What's that?
It's a website that has lists of people. The list is categorized by the high school you attended and the dates you were there.
Is everyone in my high school class on the list?
Unfortunately, no. Only the people who add their names are on the list.
But my friend probably got married. I don't know the name of the man she married.
That's not a problem. You can search for her by her maiden name.
Will this website give me her address and phone number?
No, but for a fee, you can send her an email through the website. Then if she wants to contact you, she can give you her personal information.
She'll probably think I'm crazy for contacting her almost 25 years later.
I'm sure she'll be happy to receive communication from a good friend she hasn't seen in years. When I graduate from high school, I'm never going to lose contact with the friends I've made. We'll always stay in touch.
That's what you think. But as time passes and your lives become more complicated, you may lose touch.
But today we have email.
Well, email is a help. Even so, the direction you choose in life is different from the direction your friends choose.